This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ron McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness, and
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You know, sometimes it takes 24 hours or so to figure out why you were feeling the way you were feeling. Have you ever had that delayed response? Like, I don't know why. You know, I tried to explain last night how I was like, I don't know if it was off, but, you know, I was like, I trying to find the humor and things. I was kind of like, no, it wasn't there. What's going on? I know we found some things there, Super Don, but now I get it. By the way, Ty Bollinger's on tonight outside the box, so I'm already elated, happy, and giddy. But we got to dive through some stories, including some Fear and Death Administration nonsense that should bum me out, but I'm not bummed out. But I want to get to this right away at the top of the hour here because explaining how I felt. Like, my wife came back yesterday. And what? What are you laughing already? Yeah, just because wife?
God. No. Right. All right. I'm curious to see. Did you just need to poop?
No, it wasn't about pooping. No, okay. I'm good. Thank you for concerning yourself about that there, right. Super D. That's already starting at the bowels of the toilet humor. No, we're not going there for this. This was like, you know, the feeling like, We could speak till we're blue in the face or blue in the shirt. I got my Curacao shirt on tonight. And I'm not going to say it doesn't matter, but there are so many people that haven't got the message yet. And I was kind of feeling that last night. And it wasn't about me. It was about them, feeling for them. You know, I've felt that before and I got to let it go. I can't feel for everybody. That's not a good thing. And you know, she comes back from the dance studio with my daughter, right? And she says, yeah, the people there, they're in dance, of course, fitness, right? The kids are trying to keep them healthy. And so a lot of the ladies there do natural things, and they say they take supplements. And so, you know, great to hear that, of course. Of course, I've noticed that there are a lot of children, in fact, a lot of children in the dance studio that are overweight. And not just a little bit, I mean overweight. That's another story for another day. But let me just say that they say that they're into natural things. Then, my wife overhears a conversation yesterday with one of the ladies who is, you know, priding herself on doing natural things, saying that, man, I got sick. I think it was the flu. We went to the doctor, and it was so awesome. My doctor, he prescribed for my whole family Tamiflu. He didn't even see anybody. He just gave everybody a prescription for Tamiflu. And I'm like, that's it. I can let it go now. These people are so disconnected from whatever the definition of natural is that they're excited when their doctor prescribes Tamiflu for their whole entourage, kids included, when they don't even have the flu. And so now I can feel free to let it go and not be concerned about those people. Because what are you going to do at that point? It's like I said, I am not going to violently shake them to wake them. And I'm not going to waste my time and energy being concerned about them. That's a waste of my time and energy. Sure, I can have compassion for them, and if they wake up and they come back and say, gee, we didn't know, we know now, fine. But it just reminded me that people are where they're at. You can only reach them when they're ready to be reached. And until that point, don't sweat over it. It's not worth it. And so, Super D, I'm feeling much more light and happy tonight, not because of that family going through and making those decisions, but recognizing, again, reminded of my own limitations. And that's a good thing. Sometimes you forget. You're like, God, man, I wish I could just reach out. No, relax. Chill out. Let it go. Like Elsa. Is that Queen Elsa from the Snow movie? Let it go. Got to let it go a little bit. Sometimes just got to let it go. So I feel better already, Super D.
Okay.
All right. Had nothing to do with pooping, which I did. I'm not wearing my shirt that said I pooped today. I have one of those I gave to my son years ago.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm glad you're feeling better.
Do you have compassion for that family? I mean, I do, but it's sort of like there's nowhere to start at that point when you do that.
Yeah.
There's no way in.
Well, it's a serenity prayer, right?
Yes, it's one of those serenity prayers. By the way, if I had a shirt that said I pooped today when I was a kid, my son's age, I would have rarely gotten to wear it because I was constipated. So you should be proud, those of you who can poop today. That's good news. Maybe more than once, it'd even be better. So with that, let's dive headlong into the Fear and Death Administration. What are they up to now?
In the early 1900s, a government agency was formed to protect the public from unsafe food and drugs. Since then, it has become corrupt and now protects the health of the industry over the safety of the public. Today, working with the government, they survive as soldiers of pharmaceutical fortune. If you love freedom, if you sell organic food or natural medicines, and if they find you, you might get a visit from the FDA team.
Well, yep, the FDA team has struck again. This time it's trying to strike a death blow to something they say is causing death, but really can't pinpoint if it actually is causing death. It's called kratom. And we've covered it on this show. In fact, we've had somebody from the Kratom Association. I forget the actual acronym or name of that group, but they basically are, you know, saying, hey, kratom. This stuff's good. This stuff's good for you. It's not harmful. Use it properly. It's all good. I have friends that have two shops in the Orlando area. They have kratom bars where you can go up, sidle up to the bar and order not alcohol, but kratom. And you can drink it. People are sipping it. Nobody's dropping dead. I had some. I didn't drop dead. But the FDA is releasing apparently what they call death data. But in the death data, it undermines their own claims about the so-called drug's deadly harms, which is not a drug technically because as long as you sell it as a dietary supplement with no claims, it is not a drug. Because, let's face it, folks, it's a crazy irrational world under the FDA rule where cherries are not a drug unless you label them for gout and arthritis and they miraculously become a drug. Just to let you know how insane it is. So as long as you sell this kratom supplement as a supplement, as a tea, you know, for healthful purposes, but you're not making any specific claims, it's not a drug. Except... The FDA is claiming that they did some kind of scientific isolation and they say it's just like an opioid and it can end up causing you to die. You will stop breathing suddenly like an opioid. Oh, you mean like the ones you approve, FDA? The ones that you allow doctors to prescribe every dang day? You like that? Oh, well, no, it doesn't do that, in fact. And all of the claims of death due to kratom, they're specious at best. They're not direct links, and they acknowledge that they're not. Even the liberal-leaning, pharmaceutically conflicted Huffington Post has an article about this saying tisk tisk to the FDA, which is shocking, Super Don. Normally they don't do that. Normally it's up to us or Jeffrey Jackson to take them on. And by the way, Jeffrey's got a great article about that. At the height of runaway opioid epidemic, FDA targeting kratom. Our good friend Dr. Frank King, making homeopathic medicine, some kind of extraneous material, not on the label, mentioned one of the remedies, and somehow there was a sentence about opioid addiction. My gosh, cease and desist, don't say anything! Folks, the Fear and Death Administration is not your friend, they're not a friend to health, they're not a friend to freedom, certainly. And they are a friend to the drug industry, which they are protecting, to your detriment. To potentially your death and addiction to opioids. We've talked about CBD. They're going to be coming after CBD as soon as they get this GW Pharma clone version on the market. And they're going to suddenly declare it's illegal to sell it as a supplement because it's a drug. Somebody else has claimed it to be so. It's a topsy-turvy, upside-down world. And if you think giving more power to the centralized government, federal government, is going to help, I don't know. Go back. If you go back in your time machine and go to communist Russia and just go enjoy yourself there at that point in time. Super D, again, I feel fine about this because it's more absurdity when I see the liberal media even pointing out that the FDA is at the very least hypocritical on their stance here, if not outright wrong, fraudulent, lying about kratom at this point. There's hope for the future.
Yeah. Well, listen, I mean, the opioid epidemic is a real thing. It is serious.
Yes, it is.
And, yeah, look, kudos to Huffington Post for doing some honest reporting on this. Not to say of all the articles I've seen on this particular topic, this one was the best one that stood out for me because they go down all of the deaths that the FDA and Gottlieb have listed as associated, related, you know, whatever word you want to use to kratom. And points out the fact that they're ridiculous. I mean, I'm exaggerating slightly, but imagine if a guy jumped out of a plane without a parachute and he hit the ground, he died, and they did an autopsy and they found kratom in his system. They would associate they say that's a kratom related death.
Right.
And this is ridiculous because, you know, they're saying that there are 44 kratom associated deaths over the past like 4 years, 6 years.
Yeah.
And I just, I'm banging my head against the wall going, why is it when we're in the midst of an opioid epidemic where you have people dying from opioid overdoses, over 100, it's like 115 people a day are dying from opioids, why are we focusing the money and the resources of the FDA on trying to crack down on Imodium and Kratom?
Why? Why?
This is not what caused the opioid epidemic.
But you know the answer why. Because they are protecting the monopoly marketplace for pharmaceutical drugs. And you know, they admit 9 of the 36 deaths were a string of fatal overdoses in Sweden, of all places, in 2010. Basically a kratom-based drug. Well, actually it was a product that was adulterated with a dangerous synthetic opioid. No, that was not kratom. Kratom is a naturally occurring plant substance, but they're saying, oh, no, it's an opioid. It's an opioid because the same receptors are at play here. Well,
they had some deaths where they looked at, and the guy had like Xanax and cocaine and heroin and all this stuff like that, and had some trace of kratom. And what did they associate the death with? Kratom.
Folks, again, the Fear and Death Administration should be disbanded, dismantled, and should be defunded at this point. People would live. No. People would not be dropping dead in the streets. They are already dropping dead in the streets with the FDA. You want to listen? Freedom is the answer to all of the questions that you have. Yeah, I know freedom, but that's dangerous, Robert. Oh, really? The Fear and Death Administration is not? The things they approve of are the third leading cause of death, including over 100 opioid deaths a day. They claim 44 in the last, 10 years? That aren't really caused by kratom? They have no credibility here. The sooner you recognize it, the safer you will be. What's it raining? Is it raining, man? We'll be back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, I kind of ended that story about raining men. I didn't know what else to say because it is a story about rain that we're going to cover right now. And I remember just recently we had Mike Adams a week or so ago on the show, the Health Ranger, and he was talking about all the analysis he's doing in terms of toxins, what's in the food, what's in the air, what's in the water. And he was saying
what's in
of
the
all
Tide Pods.
In the Tide Pods especially, yeah. And remember what he said. He said that the cleanest water he could find was rainwater, interestingly enough. And yet that doesn't preclude, if he's not analyzing for instance, microbes, or viruses even, perhaps. And I remember years ago a physician friend of mine said, you know what, if it begins to rain, you want to stay out of the rain for the first couple of minutes. Just let the stuff fall first, right? You don't want to be the first to catch the rain. It's like one thing to be first in the chat room on the Robert Scott Bell Show YouTube channel. That's cool. No danger there. But being the first one out in the rain, what's in the air that it's going through that's going to bring down? Perhaps at that point could be the moment that you say, all right, let's be careful. But after that, it's pretty good. It's testing out pretty good. But the doomsday sayers in the scientific community say, my gosh, the Earth's atmosphere is raining viruses and bacteria down on the entire planet. Okay, that's it. If you're a germ theory aficionado, don't even go outside. Just listen. Just worship the statue of Howard Hughes, the man who was afraid of germs, germaphobe as anybody was, and just don't ever come outside because that means they've identified that bacteria and viruses are in the atmosphere, floating around the planet, every once in a while settling, coming back down. Now, is that a reason to be frightened? No. No, it's not, because these are things that have been in the environment forever. I'm much more concerned, as I've always been since I learned about this, with toxins, heavy metals, things that are actually poisonous to the body, that don't belong in the environment in the way we've unleashed it into the environment. or into our bodies eventually, whether it's incidental contact or whether it's ingestion contact. Or whether it's dunderheaded moms that don't know better and get excited when they get to give Tamiflu to their kids who don't even have flu. And I'd be saying it even if their kids had flu because we've got so many other ways to go. But they're talking about in the troposphere. I think, wasn't that right, the troposphere, as I was reading about? It's like in between the stratosphere and the something sphere and this sphere. And well, I don't know what we're going to call it for the flat earthers. Do they have a term for the tropos flat? Do they call it the tropos flat and the atmos flat?
I have no idea.
If it's not a sphere, it's a, I don't know, the plane, the tropos plane. There you go.
The cuckoo sphere.
The cuckoo sphere. No, it's not a sphere. That's what they got a problem with. It's not a sphere. But the researchers gathered samples from high altitude by traveling to the Sierra Nevada mountains in California. They found billions of viruses and bacteria that were riding high, many of which were thought to have been pushed skyward by powerful ocean spray. And that's why I've said avoid ocean spray at all costs. No, ocean spray is awesome. I like ocean. Ocean spray cranberry, unless it's organic. Do they make an organic cranberry ocean spray? Super Ding, do you know? Check on that for me.
Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised at this point. But they say they fall back to Earth, whether it be by rain or clouds of dust, and that's that. We're all doomed, except that we're not.
Well, look, I got to say, though, this article, I think, in my opinion, they were objective about it.
I agree. They did come back around.
Although the headline did make me think this was going to be a big, oh my goodness, and they're probably going to blame it on climate change or something, you know. But what got me on this that I thought was really interesting is, I mean, this is just a normal thing. It's been going on forever, happens every day. And I can imagine somebody, you know, like a germaphobe. What's the name of the bald guy on America's Got Talent that's a total germaphobe?
Oh yeah. Now what's his name? Now it's going to elude me. I know.
All right, somebody say in the chat room. You know who I'm talking about, though. That guy is a total germaphobe. I can imagine if he read this article, he would just run screaming to his car and shut the doors and never come out.
Yeah, especially because this is coming through the International Society for Microbial Ecology, that journal. But they acknowledge that the microbiome, trillions and trillions of bacteria, we rely upon them. They're not harmful. They're not dangerous. And I would urge you all. Did you find, I sent you the link about the germ theory versus the law of the terrain. You know, it was Pasteur versus Bechon. And I want people to read that again. Familiarize yourself with that and recognize that you don't have to fear the germ. What you have to be is have a rational fear of toxic poisoning. And then you'll understand that these germs that are harmless can become harmful, not because they're evil and mean and nasty and want to upset you or harm you, but because you've given them a terrain where it alters their genetic expression. They alter, they change, they transform. This is called pleomorphism. And then they can become violently dangerous. Because of the environment you gave them by ingesting the toxic poisons, not breathing the air.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to The Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Robert Scott, the Bell Robert Show. Scott Bell Show.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. Later on, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio. Hello, Great Britain, Britannia. We also have SoundCloud. And now YouTube. For those of you following us on YouTube, you know you're already there. Tell your friends. Invite them in. We're having a good time. And you can find that at robertscottbell.com in the show notes, upcoming events as well, and what else? Questions, comments, you name it, we love them. And this one in particular, I don't know what kind of theme song we can have beyond the normal one, so we'll start there.
Excuse me,
I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right. What kind of question of the day is this, Super D? We got, is it MacArthur? You said MacArthur sent this one in?
Yes.
MacArthur. Now, MacArthur listens or watches us on YouTube. And I saw this comment come through on YouTube after the, I think it published, you know, people can put up comments and questions during it. When they're chatting, it doesn't necessarily appear, so they have to watch it again or something, and then they comment. So, can you read his... I'm almost not believing it's real, so can you read his question for me?
Well, it's a very simple question. MacArthur wants to know, what happened to the UFO topics?
I thought we only had a singular UFO topic. Did we have topics?
What happened to the UFO topic?
Thank you, Ben.
Oh, see, Ben wants to know,
Ben
too.
Is MacArthur. He's secretly MacArthur, Ben is. My first memory of that is it was only one topic on UFOs. But did we do multiple UFO topics? Am I wrong about in my memory?
No.
Is it white?
Okay. This is not a show that caters to that... that subject matter, because I don't know how we would put UFOs and health freedom together. It's not that we don't kind of stray into some different areas from time to time, but UFOs is just not something that it's just not in our wheelhouse.
Well, we
did talk about it because we had John Rappaport on.
Sure.
And we were talking about, I don't even remember what the story was.
I think it was full disclosure. It was about disclosure. UFO disclosure.
Oh, right, because they came out and talked about, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the angle on this is, and MacArthur, maybe you can help us out. If you can find any articles about UFOs being either for or against health freedom, right? No, I'm serious, because that fits right into the topic. Would you oppose me?
Well, the UFO wouldn't be for health freedom. I would assume it would be the alien flying the UFO.
The space aliens, or the multidimensional space aliens, because maybe they're not from outer space. Maybe they're from a planet Earth in a different dimension.
Okay. So I'll tell you what, though. We can briefly just talk about it. This came to mind right now as we were discussing this.
Yeah.
Did you see the launch of the, I think it's called the Heavy Falcon?
Yeah, the
rocket,
Falcon Heavy.
The Elon Musk? Or Falcon Heavy, okay.
I heard that he did a special effects video where he had a Tesla up there in space or something driving to Mars. Is that what
Here's my question, and I guess I have, maybe Ben knows this, since he's like wanting to know where the UFO topics are.
Yeah.
I thought he literally put his car, I think it was like even like a Tesla or something like that, in space.
That's what I said.
Is that, you said there was like some kind of...
A Tesla in space.
Like a real car.
A Tesla car, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, so maybe it was a big Super Bowl promo that we missed.
I don't know, but I've seen some video of it, and the reason why I'm bringing it up is because the flat earthers, a lot of people are saying, "Hey, flat earthers, suck this," because the video from the Tesla car that is now in orbit around the Earth shows. Yeah. A ball. It's round.
That's round. That's
totally fake. Oh, so Elon Musk is in on it with NASA? Is that what you're saying?
He's got to be.
Wait, which part of it was fake? The Tesla car or the round globe?
Both.
Both. Okay.
Okay. Wait a minute. Now, not too long ago, we had a board op that I guess is no longer with us.
Yeah.
Who was a socialist?
Yes, the socialist board op. Was he also a flat earther?
I thought that was interesting. Now I got to clarify, Ben. Are you a flat earther?
Kidding.
He's totally kidding. You can't tell.
Okay.
Ben is. He got you. He's the kidder, man. He gets it.
Well, I didn't think so, but I just had to ask. So anyway, Elon Musk. Unless you believe that what Elon Musk did was fake, and the live stream from the Tesla flying around the Earth is fake, it kind of destroys the whole theory of the Earth being flat. But the flat earthers did respond.
They did?
They did respond.
Okay.
And their response was, don't believe everything you see on the internet.
Okay.
I'm not kidding. Right. I am not kidding.
And listen, I have no opposition to doing shows about aliens and UFOs. That's fine when it fits into the mix. But we don't kind of do mental gyrations and gymnastics to fit stuff in just because you want to hear them. And that's probably because we're the anti-show show. We're like, we're not thinking, hey, what can we do to entertain the folks? It just kind of happens organically.
Sure. Yeah. Keep things different and interesting. And
unless Liam were here. Then we did some bits and skits when Liam was here, I have to say.
Yes.
Well,
yes,
we missed that, too.
Oh, by the way, Robert, you posed the question, does anybody know whether aliens are for health freedom?
Yes. Yeah, I did.
Pat in the chat room has answered the question. She says, getting probed during an abduction is not health freedom.
You're right. They're not for informed consent. You know
there
what
you
that
go.
Means. Julie Gerberdink and her ilk are aliens. conclusive proof. Thank you, Pat. That just
yes.
We got it. We got to figure it out. Now let's go back to Flu Super Don's favorite topic. Except this topic, the way it's covered, you actually did dig.
This is a good article. Yeah.
Dr. Scott Graves in Altamont Springs, Florida, wrote a piece that was published in the Natural Blaze, and it says, "Can fear alone cause the flu?" Now the only thing I would say is add. Or flu-like symptoms. Because as we know, the majority of flu is not flu. They're just flu-like symptoms. But here's a guy who says he's observed clinically about how people under stress who have fear can manifest things that, you know, you wouldn't say would be an automatic. They may have never been exposed to someone with flu, but suddenly they come down with what they're calling flu. And so this is the emotional reality. The reality is that when we weaken ourselves through stress, when we zap our energy, it's like I try to tell all the Trump deranged Trump haters, you're going to give yourself a disease. In fact, the very act of irrationally hating Trump just because he's Trump, without taking into consideration some of the good things he's doing, is enough to create an imbalance in your microbiome. And that could manifest as disease, and then Trump gets the last laugh on you, because Obamacare is not mandatory anymore. Even that's really not health care, but let's put that aside for a moment. Trauma can set you up for a major immune collapse. Ongoing stress can deplete you. How many of you realize that you have these herpetic lesions that pop up, whether they be herpes cold sores, or whether it be the manifestation of the chicken pox virus, shingles? After an exhausting, stressful episode, the loss of a loved one, a car accident, something that created a major financial stress, and suddenly you're down for the count with shingles. It is a very real physical manifestation due not necessarily to an exposure. Chances are you already have the stuff in you, but it weakened your immune system so that they can reactivate. Sometimes they call it that. They go latent or dormant, and then they're going, oh, hello, thank you for giving us the right terrain. Now we can spew out of your cells and create havoc for you. Now, this isn't me acknowledging that viruses are the cause of disease, because I don't believe they are. In fact, one day we'll look back and go, that was the stupidest theory we ever had. Viruses are information packets. They can spew out when our cells are dysregulating, so they can indicate that something's gone awry, but they aren't the cause of the problem. And that's why I look at selenium deficiency as a common, you know, occurrence when we see viral activity and how we can bring it back into check. Yes, we can take something like silver to neutralize the spewing viruses so they don't replicate and go too bonkers. But even that doesn't get to the heart of why it happens. And I love this article because the dude went, Scott, what's his name? Graves. Yeah, Scott Graves.
Yep.
He gets it. He gets it, super. Did you like this too? This really spoke to you.
I like this because I've always known. I mean, I've experienced this myself, and I've seen other people around me. They can make themselves sick just by being afraid they're going to get sick. And the reason why I thought this was so interesting is we've covered a number of reports as we've dissected the details and the statistics and found that there are people around the country that are coming down with what's called flu-like symptoms. And, you know, using this this idea here that he's got here, that being afraid can cause the flu. it kind of makes sense, because what is it that the media is doing right now? Everything you see, the flu, here comes the flu. Oh, the 1918 Spanish flu epidemic, it's 100 years, it could happen again. Kids are dying, old people are dying, everybody's dying.
They're ratcheting up what? Fear.
It makes some sense that if it's true that fear can cause the flu, and if people are on the internet watching the news, which most people are, is it possible then that the fear of the flu is causing these flu-like symptoms? Is this why they're testing negative for the flu, but they've got flu-like symptoms? It's definitely possible.
What did Orson Welles' War of the Worlds radio broadcast do? It frightened people who didn't catch the beginning when they said, this is just the show, right? And the people believed it. It was done so well. And people had captured their imagination. My gosh, we are under attack from aliens. People were running. It frightened. Some people committed suicide. There were people that lost their lives due to this fear. So, yes, fear is a very powerful, powerful motivator and a powerful emotion. And there's an appropriate reason for fear. To keep you alive, for instance, the fear of walking into the middle of the road and getting hit by a Mack truck, which apparently Tamiflu relieves you from, especially if you're a child. So the fear of the flu is really causing people to do dumb things, like go to the doctor and get Tamiflu, like go to the doctor and accept Tylenol or ibuprofen to suppress the immune response to get you through the crisis faster, to suppress it. And to create secondary complications of the flu, and then you become a statistic of, for instance, pneumonia. The antibiotics are too late, too little. You've done nothing to address what? The liver that has been harmed also by the fear, and precipitated prior to that by your anger against Donald Trump. That anger is held in your liver, and your liver, you better start loving your liver. And you can't love your liver if you hate Trump. I'm just saying. I mean, the irrational. You can not like something he does. That's fine. The irrational hatred.
Does that make you a liver lover?
I am a liver lover.
Liver lover.
With a nice Chianti. Wait, no, that liver was awful. Lover. Did I say that? I didn't say that. Folks, let's go up and be gender neutral after this in Canada.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, links are up in the show notes, including now, I mentioned this yesterday for the first time, the amazing healing power of food. It's an online summit, free interview series. Karen Praisnar interviewed moi. Did I say that? French. We were doing French yesterday. Like Miss Piggy. Moi. And yes. We did this interview she did with me about heart health, heart disease, cardiovascular health. And I got to do a deep dive into the subject with her that I haven't done. I don't know if I've ever done it that deep on the show. But when they're drilling down on me to do it, it's fun. So that's going to be part of it. You'll want to partake. It's free. Go down into the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Scroll down. You'll see a banner. It's kind of yellowish. It says The Amazing Healing Power of Food. Click on it. Sign up. And plug into all those interviews, including mine, which will be airing soon. I'm not sure which day yet. We'll find out. Super Don, I still have to figure out how to send out an email blast. Right? People sign up. And
we miss our assistant producer.
I know. Where's Cap Morgan? I'm going to have to reach out to her and say, help, Captain! we're like pre-millennials we are. So far pre-millennials, we'll never figure this thing out. But we do figure some things out. And I think one of the things we figured out is we are... I don't know if I have a lot of tolerance or patience for this gender neutrality stuff. And maybe that makes me a really horrible man. This doesn't mean that I want to abuse women because I don't want to refer to them by a pronoun that doesn't indicate that they're a woman, for instance. But it's gotten to a very, very strange place in Canada recently. And I don't know. Do you know what this event was where this happened?
Let's see here. This was a Q&A at McEwen University in Edmonton on Thursday.
Okay. And I remember hearing this woman who was like all about the love, right? And I'm down with that. I'm okay with all about the love. You know, sometimes we make fun of Earth muffins because sometimes it's not grounded in practicality. I get that. But, man, I'm digging the love, right? Good. You're for love. That's great. But, man, Trudeau, what's this guy's name? Justin Trudeau?
Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister of Canada.
Is his middle name Bieber? I mean, what is he? He interrupts this woman as she's going through this to say, you know what? Maybe y'all should hear this because maybe you've already heard it, but it's still. Imagine President Trump interrupting somebody talking and saying this. I don't think you'd hear this from Trump, but you heard it from the Prime Minister of Canada yesterday.
So that's why we came here today to ask you to also look into the policies that religious charitable organizations have in our legislation so that it can also be changed, because maternal love is the love that's going to change the future of mankind. So we'd like you to...
We like to say people kind, not necessarily mankind.
What?
Hold on.
People kind?
I got to hear that again.
So we'd like you to...
We like to say people kind, not necessarily mankind.
This is the Prime Minister of a major Western country interrupting a nice lady. And you know what she's asking about? It's fascinating. The backstory here. She's asking about the religious freedom to be able to donate, right? Because right now it's very heavily restricted in Canada. Whereas Trump is moving more toward religious freedom, religious autonomy, the ability to support religious charities. In Canada, apparently, they look on religious charities with great suspicion. And it's very difficult. So this woman has this womankind, loving, nurturing womankind charity, like a church. And apparently people can't give to it as a church. And so that's it. That's her. That's what she's bringing. And he comes up and says, well, no, it's people kind. We'd rather refer to it as people kind.
No, you said mankind. We can't say mankind. Now, here's the deal. I didn't really know much about Justin Trudeau for the longest time. And then about a year ago, I started really kind of looking into a lot of the news stories that are going on in Canada. And that's just how it is in Canada. Canada is very, I guess, what would you say, progressive, I guess, in the whole gender neutral, transgender, LGBTQ, LGBTTBRTU21R2D2 community. And so this is something they are actually passing laws and legislation. I think, and I could be wrong here, but I believe just recently they made it a citable offense to use the wrong gender pronoun.
Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister Trudeau, give a listen. I have something to say.
What are you looking at, you hockey puck?
I don't know if they're going to let me into Canada at this point.
Hockey puck gender neutral? I don't know.
Hockey puck now? How do you even play hockey? The women play hockey. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's people. That's people hockey. What about field hockey that women only play? Well, we're going to have to ban that if that's the case, or let men play them. Well, no, they're not men. They're just people. How far does this go, folks? Don't leave your equipment behind wherever you go. It's on you for a reason, or it's in you for a reason, perhaps. But tell that to Justin Trudeau. We'll see. Power to Heal is yours. Back with Ty Bollinger after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I've dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad is it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.